Arba Midos, this time, the Talmidim. There are four types of Talmidim in terms of how their minds work. Maher Lishmoa Umaher La'abed, Yotzoscharo Behepsedo. Someone who's very quick to hear. What does it mean to hear? It means to understand. Like when you say, oh, I hear you. So someone who's very quick to understand, but he's also very quick to lose it. He doesn't remember well. So that's the first type of person. Yotzoscharo Behepsedo. So such a person, anything he gains from being quick and understanding, he loses in the fact that he forgets everything. So yotza scharo, his schar is lost because of the hepsed. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, hepsed meruba al haschar, ki matuelis beratzon birtzos mehera, I'm reading in the wrong Mishnah. Hepsed meruba achar sheshocheach tamudo. The hepsed is great because he forgets what he learned. And it's a big shame. He spent all the time learning, he forgets it. Now, that doesn't mean that he should stop learning. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, im kol ze lo yarpa yodov milomo. Doesn't mean he should stop learning. Sheschar yesh lo machmas ha-torach. Ki osam alechas Hashem kol hayom. Haray, what happened? He did melechas Hashem. He sat and he learned, right? We've spoken about this many times. There are two elements to learning. There's Esek HaTorah, and there's Yediyas HaTorah. There's the knowledge of Torah, and then there's the actual act of learning. And I've told you many times that an Ian Seder, because Baruch Hu is so proud of you that you sit and learn for 3 hours. Oh, but I didn't get pshat in the Tosos in the end. I didn't get pshat in the Ramban at the end. Okay, that's one element. One element is definitely Yediyas HaTorah. And you see here, the Mishnah makes a very big deal about that. If you forget things quickly, it's very chaval. Yotzoschara Behefsedo. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, that doesn't mean you should stop learning, because you have tremendous schar because of all the Torah. And we've pointed this out, that the bracha that we make on learning is not lomo Torah, it's lasok b'divrei Torah. It's just the esek itself is so valuable. So that's the first type of Talmud. And the Yochin, he adds, in the Taras Yisrael, he adds that if you identify that this is your nature, so make sure you spend a lot of time chazaring. Because you have to know, right? Everyone has to know what their strengths are, and you have to know what their weaknesses are. Being makiris makomo, knowing who you are and what your strengths and weaknesses are, is very important. And you have to know what to do in order to beef up the areas where you're weaker and how to maximize your strengths. Number two, kasha lishmoa, v'kasha la'abed. It's very hard for him to understand things. Not so intelligent, so he has to go over things many times. And I shouldn't even say he's not intelligent. I don't know. Maybe I'm just saying it because I'm trying to protect myself. But for me, I know that it takes me time. I have to go over something a couple of times until I really feel like I understand it, but omek, you know, or else I'll just understand it superficially. I have to sit on it. I like to think about it. So there are people that it takes time. I don't know, you know, does he mean here it takes time? Does it mean someone who's really not intelligent that it's and he really just never understands it? Okay, there's probably a range. But someone who's kasha lishmoa, the kasha la'abed, someone who it's hard for him to understand things, and then it's also, though, hard for him to forget it. Meaning once he's got it, it's there. Once it's there, it's there. So yotze hefseido b'scharo, such a person, his hefseid, his the element, the fact that it's hard for him to understand is outweighed by the schar, because once he gets it, it's there. And such a person, schar meruba, such a person's in a very good place. Because what should he do? He should just work very hard. And the more you get things, you won't forget them, because you're kasha labid. So, okay, you have to put in the effort, granted. But once you put in the effort, it's going to be so worth it. Okay, next, number three. Mimaher lishmoa v'kasha la'abed, chacham. Next one is a person who understands things very quickly, and he's also hard for him to forget them. Ah, halavai, right? That would be amazing. Such a person is a chacham. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, v'im kol zeh yachzir halachas pamim harbi v'lo yismach b'zechrunoso. Even if you're the type of person who remembers things excellently, don't be somech on your memory alone. You're not going to remember everything forever. You have to always be chazering them. It's just natural that people forget. Someone showed me an article that the scientists were trying to argue that a person remembers 1/60th of what they read. So I don't know if that statistic is correct, but I've never forgotten that. That's like a scary statistic that I've always remembered since someone told me. And it just highlights. So let's say you've got a really good memory. So you don't, it's not 1/60th. It's only, you remember 1/40th, 1/30th. Okay, that's still a lot of material that you're forgetting. Number three, kasha lishmoa umimaher la'abed, zechelek ra. Someone, it's hard for him to understand, and then when he finally understands, it's very quickly to forget. Now, I imagine most of us sitting here are thinking like, that's me right there. So I think it's okay that we're all thinking that way, because we all, it pushes us. Says zechelek ra. What does that mean? It means you got dealt a bad hand of cards. Okay. Says Rabbeinu Yonim, im kozel lo yaniach min lilmod. No matter what, you always are still getting the schar for all the effort that you put in. And I think the end of this Mishnah is probably the most important line, and one of the most important lines in Rabbeinu Yonah that we're going to read the entire year, the entire Masechta. Asher lo iskiru bizos haMishnah chasid v'rasha. Rabbeinu Yonah notes something. If you noticed in the Mishnah before, when it was talking about people who get angry and they're quick to anger, quick to get over things, it used the word chassid in Russia. Here it doesn't use chassid in Russia. It uses chacham and chelek ra. Why? Because there's no tzidkus and no rishus here. Bina sa'ada me'es Hashem. Your raw intellectual talents are given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. You're not a bad guy. You're not a good guy for being very smart. You're a good guy by being a good guy. Not because you're really smart. And you're not a bad guy for not being so smart. So a person has to know themselves, and it's sometimes hard to know yourself. If you're blessed to be in one of the earlier categories, okay, so you have to try to maximize that as much as you can. And if you find yourself, like many of us might feel, that it's hard for us to figure things out, and we forget them often, just always remember, there's nothing bad about that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us for working hard, and I would even add to that, a person who's always seeing success in what they're doing, it's not a chiddush that they keep doing it. You know, someone who's good at basketball likes to play basketball. I don't have respect. I mean, I do have respect, but I'm saying I don't have super respect for a guy who's amazing at basketball that he's always playing, because everybody loves to do things that they're good at. It's the guy who comes out there and he stinks and he keeps playing and he keeps trying and he keeps training. With a Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously we know that the E for effort is very, very valuable. And the more effort you put in, the more a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. And this tremendous schar, and that's what's important in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. But I'm adding this additional point now, that psychologically, the fact that a person sticks with something, despite the fact that they're not seeing all of the gratification, they're not seeing all the results, that's something that's very hard for a person to do, and it's hard to probably assess properly what tremendous schar there is for such a person.